USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is standing by the Biden administration's response to the surge of illegal immigrant children at the U.S.-Mexico border. Mayorkas telling a Senate hearing parents are sending their kids to the United States to escape horrible conditions in Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador.
We are addressing the needs of unaccompanied children who arrive at our southern border, children who have fled torture, persecution, extreme violence, and poverty.
Colonial Pipeline forked over nearly $5 million last week to the Eastern European criminal group that hacked the company, shuttering the largest oil pipeline in the United States, spurring widespread gas shortages and panic buying across the southeast. The company resuming operations Wednesday evening, and by Thursday morning, product was flowing to most of the markets it services. This is USA Radio News.
Is a new war with China coming? It's never been this bad, and even Henry Kissinger is warning Americans. Trade, freedom, technology, and war threats against Taiwan. China is a real threat. All this week on Newsmax TV, Grant Stinchfield looks at the real danger of the Red Dragon and why Americans must be alarmed. Stinchfield shows how Trump's policies with China worked and why Biden's are failing. So tune in tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern to see Stinchfield's series, The Dangerous Dragon. Stinchfield tells you the real truth on Newsmax, America's fourth highest rated cable news network, on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system, tell them you want it. Or get Newsmax free on your smart TV. Or tune in on Roku, Amazon Fire, Pluto, Zumo, and YouTube. And millions have downloaded the free Newsmax app on their smartphone. You can too. America is tuning into Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
As President Biden meets on Thursday with more Republicans to discuss his massive infrastructure plan, the president met with Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, on Wednesday. After meeting at the White House with Biden, Senator McConnell says,
We're not interested in reopening the 2017 tax bill. We both made that clear to the president. That's our red line. We believe that in February of 2020, we had the best economy we've had in 50 years. We believe that was a major reason for it. And so, from my perspective, this discussion about the way forward on infrastructure will not include revisiting the 2017 tax bill.
Target is cutting off trading card sales in all of its stores after a violent fight broke out in a parking lot last week. Four men were arrested on battery, strangulation, and disorderly conduct charges in the Milwaukee area following a fight over cards. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
As gas prices continue to rise, the conflict in the Middle East continues to flare up, and a record number of illegal immigrants continue to cross the U.S.-Mexico border, Republicans are blaming President Joe Biden, saying his policy is leading to chaos. Republican Congressman from Ohio, Jim Jordan, saying,
in a little over 100 days, we went from a secure border to crisis. We went from energy independence to lines at the pump. And now we went from peace in the Middle East to hundreds of rockets fired by terrorists on our best ally, actually over 1,000 rockets being fired on our best ally, Israel. This is exactly what happens, as you said, when we project weakness from the Oval Office. It is not a good situation, but the American people see it for what it is, and that's why they're demanding change. And I think as we look ahead, frankly, you're going to see the Republicans take back the House next year because of all the turmoil they see coming as a result of this administration's policies.
Attorney General Merrick Garland is acknowledging that the Justice Department is prioritizing prosecuting those who participated in the January 6th on the U.S. Capitol over those who rioted and looted during last summer's social justice demonstrations. Garland also saying those zeroing in on the Capitol Hill rioters has not deterred the Justice Department from focusing on other crimes. He also assured lawmakers that the Justice Department isn't prioritizing prosecutions based on ideology. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.